We bring on Eddie Robinson now. You'll catch Eddie on Friday night with me on Quest 55, along with Cindy Bourbano, covering the Dynamo San Jose. He is the former Dynamo defender, MLS Cup winner, All-Star. He joins us now. Eddie, how are you?
I'm good, Glenn. How are you this evening?
Good. Was that a good intro? Did I give you a good intro? Good drum roll?
You always do. You always do. You always make me blush.
Is that what professional pronouncers are supposed to do? All right, 713-780-3776. We want some company now in these next two segments, Eddie and I. We want some people calling in. So, Eddie, let me get your initial thoughts on what was a great game today. I know you watched it. I did too. Bayern Munich and Paris Saint-Germain. PSG advances. It ends 1-0 Bayern, but Paris Saint-Germain moving on under Mauricio Pochettino.
Well, it just felt like in years past that PSG would get to this point and a second leg in a knockout round in good shape, but they just didn't have the mentality to see the game out. Today they did. Yes, they lost 1-0. Neymar was extremely unlucky. PSG probably should have had quite a few more goals, but Manuel Neuer was unbelievable in goal for Bayern to keep the shutout. But I'm going to compare Neymar to Thierry Henry because of this story. One time I was in with the U.S. national team, and we were preparing for a friendly against Mexico. And I was alone on the elevator with Carlos Bocanegra, who was playing in the Premier League at the time, the same time Thierry Henry was at Arsenal. And I'd asked Carlos, I said, who's the best forward you've played against? And he said, Thierry Henry. And I said, why? He said, because when he wants to do something, there's nothing you can do to stop him. He's just that good. He makes it look so easy. And that's what Neymar does to defenders and defenses. He just makes it look so easy, but if he wants to beat you, he's going to beat you. You're not taking the ball off him. It takes three, four, five guys to take the ball off him, and he just makes it look so easy. And then he came out recently and said that he's really happy now at PSG, which wasn't the case before, so he's going to stay there. This is a team that's come along mentally. So, you know, going into the quarterfinals and the knockouts, I thought that Manchester City was probably the favorite for me, maybe Real Madrid, but PSG just jumped up really high in my book after today.
Yeah, it was interesting. I think Mauricio Pochettino is the leader they have. I think it's interesting that he's there, too, because he's finally at a club that has bigger resources. I mean, imagine going from where you were at Spurs, which was a great team. He built a tremendous playing style, which isn't there anymore. But he comes to this club, and he's now got Mbappe and Neymar on his team. I am just blown away when I watch just the ability to turn, the ability to stop on a dime, the ability to change direction that we saw from Neymar today. And, you know, I get frustrated with Neymar sometimes because he's aloof and he's hanging out and partying and a lot of this other garbage. But when that guy is on, he is on. I think the best football he's ever played was when he was at Barcelona with Messi and Luis Suarez, because I think there was, and I think maybe Mbappe is doing this to him too. He doesn't have to carry the whole team, but man, just electric today, no question. All right, tomorrow we got Liverpool and Real Madrid, and we have Dortmund and Manchester City. City's up 2-1 on Dortmund, and then, of course, Real Madrid is up 3-1 on Liverpool, so they've got a lot to do. Let's switch to the Houston Dynamo, and let's begin to talk about a game against the San Jose Earthquakes on Friday, and just some of the biggest questions for you going into this game.
Well, I mean, I'll just jump back real quick to the final of La Copita, the last game of the season. You and I did the internet stream for that game. The Dynamo struggled offensively. They gave the ball away in bad places, which is something that really plagued them last year. We talked about how much better the defense could be this year, adding Tim Parker to the mix, adding Derek Jones in number six. We saw glimpses of his athleticism, Derek Jones. I think he's got great potential. We know what we're going to get from Tim Parker, and we saw it. But when you're playing against a Matias Almeida team, it's going to be man-to-man. It's going to be high intensity. But the thing is, there's going to be space all over the field because they're going to be one-on-one. They're going to be chasing guys. So the big thing for the Houston Dynamo on Friday night is the timing of their movement and playing one and two touch. If they can get things right and build up through the midfield, it's almost going to be a situation where you've got Tom Brady throw into Rob Gronkowski running an out route. If the timing of the movement is right and the timing of the throw is put in the right place, there's nothing anybody can do about it. So I think that's super important for the Dynamo on Friday night. I think those are my two biggest concerns, is making sure that their possession is good. And again, based on timing of movement, one and two touch, moving through the midfield, and making sure that the Dynamo are creating some really good chances against San Jose, because they created a couple of decent and dangerous chances, and Jimmy Meyer was outstanding in goal for FC Dallas, but the Dynamo are going to have to do more. And when they get in the wide areas, service is going to have to be better, set-piece service is going to have to be better, because they do have some big guys to get in the box and get on the end of that.
Yeah, so these are great points you're bringing up. And by the way, I just want to remind the listeners, we have coming up an interview with both Tim Parker and Tab Ramos, and a lot of these questions are addressed in these interviews. And I think I don't think any question this will be a better defensive team, in my opinion, simply because they're going to have some steel with Tim Parker and Derek Jones. Derek Jones is being fast-tracked. He's playing the role that Tab Ramos had him on the under-20 national team for the United States, that he played in a FIFA under-20 World Cup. Parker's working him. His teammates are working him. He's got the boatload of minutes there, and they want to root him in front of those two center backs. I don't think there's any question there, and you'll hear Tab address this tonight. That in itself will help. I think the interesting thing for me now is where do you get the creativity out of midfield? Because in preseason, they played a lot with Darwin Serén, they played a lot with Matias Vera, and then Jones behind them. Now, the last game in La Copita against FC Dallas, in came Joe Corona, who's a little bit more technical, has more of the ideas. So it's really interesting, you know, Corona, Quintero, Memo Rodriguez, you know, where will it go from that standpoint? I think that's one of the big questions now going into Friday.
Oh, 100%. I mean, you've got to find a creative player. I mean, again, going back to the Dallas game, if you look at Ricarte for FC Dallas, how he just ran the game. After the first 20 minutes or so, Dallas really found their legs. They were sluggish. They weren't very good the first 20 minutes. But then he came alive, and you always found him in the right place, whether it was on the defensive end, whether it was building up in the attack, whether it was in and around the 18. He was just so dangerous, and the Dynamo need to find a player like that. And, you know, for me, right now, I would guess that would be Memo Rodriguez. I don't think Memo's on the level of Ricarte, and I don't think there are many in MLS that are. But the Dynamo have got to find an attacking player.
Not Darwin Quintero?
That can create opportunity. What's that?
What about Darwin Quintero?
Well, I mean, this is what you and I have had this conversation multiple times, whether it was just you and I together in the booth or on the phone or in person. And Darwin Quintero is so effective when he plays out wide and comes in underneath and creates an overload in the midfield. But when he is the outright number 10 and it's 3v3 in the midfield, he has a really hard time getting on the ball, not getting fouled, finding space, because they can dedicate, especially a team like San Jose, the way they play man-to-man, they can dedicate a defender to just follow him everywhere. If they can't win the ball, they're going to foul him. And he has a really hard time. So I think he's so much more effective playing on the wing. So you got to think about, you know, Tab Ramos and what's he want to do. I was shocked that we didn't see him in the first 90 minutes against FC Dallas in the La Copita final.
Well, he did say in the press conference after that he's fitness is not where they want it to be right now. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back on a deep dive on this. Eddie Robinson with me, and we're going to examine now. Is it system over individuals right now? Because without a doubt, Tab Ramos was really loyal to his system last year, which I liked, because I'm glad he didn't drop his team deep and regress. I think he made it very clear in intention that this is the way we're going to play. Now, does he have the right pieces for this? That's the question, and we'll talk about it. Is it the system over individuals? When we come back, Advantage BMW Midtown, they'll cover you with sales, service, finance. It can be done so easy. Get that hometown advantage, Advantage BMW Midtown. Get down there, AdvantageBMWHouston.com. All right, these intros always provided by the artist, Michael Carroll. Pieces together these goal calls. I absolutely love it. By the way, two teams lost in the Champions League today, but they advance. Chelsea lost 1-0 to Porto. And, of course, Bayern Munich got a 1-0 lead. You have to say, at the end of the day, without Robert Lewandowski, they were a nightmare in the final third. Couldn't produce plays. Got in there, couldn't produce plays. Same thing Todd Ramos said about the Dynamo last year. We got into the attacking third. Just not good enough. Final ball not there, final play, final idea, whatever it takes. I want to tell you something, though. The best goal today scored on the planet came from Porto's Mehdi Taremi. Overhead bicycle kick with his back to goal. You need to see it. Check the video out. All right, we come back. So, Eddie, do you think it's really about the system and the fact that, you know, you don't get as much defensively from Darwin Quintero and Memo Rodriguez when the ball's lost? Could there be a differing role for them this year? Or could it be spot starts? We did see Memo in kind of a hybrid right-sided role during one of the preseason games. Is it system over individuals now?
I don't know. I mean, you don't get a lot from Darwin Quintero defensively, but I disagree. I think Memo Rodriguez does actually work really hard defensively. He drops back in. The problem is because the Dynamo fullbacks get high so often, when you've got Darwin Quintero in there and he's pinching in, creating that space, creating the overload of midfield, when the Dynamo lose possession of the ball, there are big gaps for the counterattack for their opponents. So I think that's one of the things that Tab has to look at. Do the pros outweigh the cons when you're playing Darwin Quintero out on that wing? You know, the con is the lack of defenders on that side of the field. The pros are he's going to be the one that's most capable of creating opportunities to score goals himself and to score goal and for his teammates to score goals. And you've got Max Villarudi, who has great, fantastic movement. You've got Fafa Pico, who's just got blazing speed. And we saw, you know, his ability to create one-on-one and to create individual opportunities on his own, which is something the Dynamo have been lacking since Albert Elise left. It's going to be interesting who Tab Ramos puts his trust in and how long he sticks with players if they don't perform to his standards. How long do you stick with somebody? Is it one game? Is it two games? Is it three games before you make changes? And, you know, San Jose obviously provides the most unique challenge in Major League Soccer, given the way they play when they don't have the ball and man-to-man and chase you around and kick you, and they're a blue-collar team, which is something I'm not. I'm not a stranger to, because we were blue-collar back when I played in San Jose in the early days of the Houston Dynamo. It was hardworking, and heard Tommy Thompson say in the interview just before I came on about how excited he is, and this is the most excited he's been in 8 years for the team. So this is not going to be an easy one. This is going to be a difficult game for the Houston Dynamo. So they've got to come in with a good game plan, mentally. They've got to be focused. They've got to be good in possession. And as you mentioned a minute ago, as Tab said, they've got to do better in the attacking third.
All right, so let me take you back to some of the things you said. I will say this. You're right about Memo hardworking, but hardworking doesn't mean you necessarily are a good defender, okay? That's to me is, you know, we have to, does he work a little bit harder than Darwin does when the ball's lost? Absolutely. But Darwin Quintero was signed by Matt Jordan and brought to Houston. Did we really expect him to do a lot of defending? I mean, you know, if you're bringing that type of player, then you have to build a system around him that allows for him not to do much when the ball's lost. So the system that the new coach brings in, Tab Ramos, is a pressing system. So that's where it gets complicated. Now, again, he has said, and I'm going to ask him about Darwin Quintero in our upcoming interview, that fitness is an issue. No question about it. Back to your point on San Jose, and I think this is an interesting one for all of us, is that, you know, Almeida's been there a while, and Tommy Thompson, in that interview, spoke about the fact that now we have some consistency with the coach. And he's also brought in guys like Chofis Lopez, Fierro. These are all guys that played this system with Chivas in Mexico with Almeida. So, you know, you think to yourself here, okay, this may be a complicated thing to learn, but now that they've had time with it, they understand it better. Is that fair to say? And I think that's where Abramos is trying to take the Dynamo with his system now.
I think that's 100% fair. I think that you've got guys that are stepping onto the field that are coming in, even though they're new to the team. The fact that they do know the system, they can also help communicate and coach on the field. And you've got better communication, better understanding from those players. Going back to the Darwin Quintero issue, this is why you play with two holding midfielders, is because whichever side of the field he's on, if he gets caught forward and the outside attacking fullback gets caught forward, you've got those holding midfielders to step out should there be a counterattack to slow things down and let players recover. That's one of the things I felt the Dynamo did a good job against FC Dallas in, is getting numbers behind the ball quickly, defending in and around their 18 with numbers. I mean, that obviously the first goal from, I believe it was Vargas, the combination play at the top of the box, I mean, that was brilliant. The Dynamo probably could have done better because they had numbers, but I think that's why you play with two holding midfielders, and you need a dedicated number 10 that can stay up the field, that can be an outlet when you win the ball back. So it's going to be interesting to see what Tab does with that, how they handle the press of San Jose and the man-to-man system. I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, I think this is going to be interesting. And you know, for two teams that want to pressure opponents, you know, it's pretty easy to sit here right now and say we're going to see a lot of goals on Friday night.
Oh, it could be. And it could be a lot of counterattacking. It's going to be an up-and-down game. One of the questions that we asked on Saturday during the game against FC Dallas was, for as hard as the Dynamo are pressing, for as high up the field as they are, how long can they maintain that pressure, especially if they're doing extra running when they're in possession, trying to get away from their man markers, the amount of ground they're going to cover, and how long are they going to last? So there's so many questions that we can't really answer until we see what happens on Friday night, and I'm really excited.
Cruz Azul coming up later on. Portland Timbers have a 2-0 lead now against Maratón, so I believe it's 4-2 on aggregate, so it's good times for them right now. Yeah, so there's a lot of Mexican League influence on this San Jose team. Carlos Fierro, who's played 153 times for Chivas. Oswaldo Alanis has played at Tecos, Santos Laguna, Chivas as well, won a clausura at Chivas. Good pickup in Eric Remedy from Atlanta United, who won an MLS Cup there and an Open Cup and a Campeones Cup. And let's not forget Christian Espinosa, Eddie, who last year as a winger was a pretty dangerous guy also.
Oh, without question. And, you know, the one thing that we've been talking about as a soccer community for the last few years is, when is the United States going to catch up to the quality of the Mexican teams? Everybody always brings up the money. But a lot of times I would like to credit the attitude of the Mexican players, their attitude and effort on both sides of the ball. They want to fight. They want to win. And that's a huge part, and that's a huge aspect and tribute to Matias Almeida and the teams that he has and how he influences their mindset. And this is going to be a scrappy game. The Dynamo are not just going to have to match the work rate, but they're going to have to match the fight, because San Jose is going to come in here and be mean and nasty, and they're going to fight, and they're going to foul, and they're going to scrap and do whatever they can to win the game. And the Dynamo are going to have to match that mentality.
Yeah, and you heard Tommy Thompson talking about how much fun it is to play for Matias Almeida. Look, Dynamo good position here going into this. I thought the first 30 minutes against FC Dallas looked like a really well put together team. Of course, it's got to be 90 minutes. I don't think anybody's going to be hitting all cylinders, nor would they want to be on opening day. But I do think we're in for a really entertaining game. Front three, are you expecting Pascher, Arruti, and Pico to be the front three? You got some vertical game there. You got Pascher who cuts inside, and you got Maxi Arruti who pulls in and out of that center forward position, Eddie. And, you know, when he moves out of there, you do need a midfielder coming late once in a while to get into that space.
100% agree. I do think it's going to be those three starting the game. I like Tyler Pascher. Pascher's energy and his attitude when he gets in one-on-one situations. But I will say this, there were a couple times during that game against FC Dallas where Pico or Pascher would get one-on-one with the defender and the fullback would come running up, either overlap and bring another defender. That's one of the things, if I'm Todd Ramos, I'm telling Adam Lundqvist and I'm telling Zurich Valentin, if these guys get one-on-one, don't go. Stay. Leave them one-on-one. Do not bring another defender because they have the ability to beat those defenders one-on-one. And when they do that, one of the defenders in front of the goal is going to have to come out. So all of a sudden, by doing that, they're creating more space for movement inside of the box. And we saw on one of Fafa Pico's opportunities, just the movement from Maxi Arruti and the timing of it, moving defenders, creating passing lanes, creating opportunities. I think his movement is fantastic inside of the box and in and around the 18. So I do expect that to be the front three. And as you said, you know, the way San Jose plays, if Arruti drops, comes in a little bit deeper, one of the center backs is going to follow. And that's going to open up space for an inside run from one of the wingers, or it's going to open up space for whoever's in that number 10 spot. So it's going to, again, if we can speculate all we want, we'll find out what Todd Ramos wants from his guys when we watch the game on Friday.
Let's get it on. We've got Todd Ramos coming up after this. We've got Tim Parker, so you're going to hear it from the guys that really matter. Eddie and I will be on the call along with Cindy Bourbano on Quest 55 on Friday night, also on ESPN+. Really looking forward to Todd Ramos and the Dynamo taking the field to get the opener going. We're going to take a break here. It's brought to you by Once and Only, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, our presenting sponsor. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys. You get in an accident, car, boat, motorcycle. You might drive an 18-wheeler, work in a refinery, or construction. 713-322-HURT. 713-322-HURT. They are bilingual. It's John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Eddie Robinson, thank you very much. I will see you on Thursday for rehearsal.
Thanks, Glenn, for having me. I always enjoy our conversations. I'll see you on Friday.
Yep, Thursday, great stuff. Actually, yeah. All right, that'll do it. We'll take a break here. We'll come back with Todd Ramos, the head coach of the Houston Dynamo.